The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozell Live by Dr. Tom Rozell, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozell Live, right now. On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozell live in studio, waiting to take your calls on anything you want to talk about. It's a beautiful Memorial Day weekend. Hopefully you're having a great time. You're listening to me as you're moving around and doing the things. But I want to focus you. I want to put power back into your hands. First of all, I'd like to salute all of our veterans throughout the years. They've made us a very formidable place to live, raise, and enjoy, and to feel as safe as we are. They, in many cases, have given everything that they have to make that happen for us. I thank you. I salute you. Happy Memorial Day to us. 888-630-9625. 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you. Let's answer your questions. I'd like to start out by thanking all of you that took the time last Wednesday evening to join us for what we called our health and wellness town hall. It was a very different venue that we thought we were going to have it at the office of the Rozell Center for Healing. And all of a sudden on Monday morning, I was told that we were far beyond the numbers of people that our office could hold. So we shifted it to the Fairview Park Marriott Hotel, and it was a tremendous success. Our staff was there, and we did something very interesting. We did something called a brain span test, and we didn't do the test. Well, actually, we did for a few of the people, but we gave out about 60 of these test kits. And what it does is it measures the inflammatory process of brain function due to all kinds of things, any kind of stressors. You know, we talk about chronic pain patterns and biochemical insults and ongoing emotional stress. Well, it can cause the brain to degradate and begin to break down. So you don't know why you walked in the room after you walked into the room. You left your cell phone in the refrigerator when you're going to. I've done that, by the way. I have definitely done that. I watch the television commercial and say, oh my, we're in trouble here. But anyway, we did the test, and we have a whole lot of people that are going to get the results of that. This coming Sunday, June the 4th, from 12 to 4 p.m., the Rozell Center for Healing is going to celebrate its new location with an open house, and you all are invited to come. We will enjoy showing you our new facilities. Our doctors will be there to answer all kinds of questions for you. It's an amazing facility. We're very, very, very proud of it, and we want you to enjoy it. We want you to learn about integrative and natural health care, and from a acupuncture, chiropractic, a functional medical nutrition point of view, what can be done from a naturopathic medicine point of view. We're going to be there to answer your questions. Just come on up, say hello, shake our hands, say, you know, and by the way, I'm going to be doing the radio program from the office next Sunday, so you'll get to see me, you know, play with that. The program obviously starts at 12 o'clock, and the doors open at 12 o'clock. So come on by, you know, and you can watch the program live right from Rozell Center for Healing. And we're located at 8500 Executive Park Avenue, Suite 300 in Fairfax. Real easy to get to. We're right off the National Capital Beltway on Route 50. You take a quick right, and we're just basically there. You know, plug it in your GPS. It's not hard to find. It'll be a beautiful day, I promise you. And we've got an in with the weatherman. It's going to happen. It's going to be a great day. So we're going to have refreshments for you. We're going to have some door prizes. And like I said, come and watch the program live if I can figure out how to do the Comrex unit. It's a brand new unit. I asked for the Comrex this week. You know, Comrex is a portable broadcast unit, and they brought it to the office. And I'm looking at this thing. And I've been using portable broadcast units because I travel with it on a regular basis. And I saw this thing, and I'm saying, oh, my God, what do I do with this? So I walked in the studio today, and I said to my dear friend Jeff, who is our engineer here, I said, buddy, we got a problem. This is beyond my pay grade, and you're going to have to help me figure it out. So by the time next Sunday comes, we will get it done and we'll make it happen the right way. So open house next week. I have a lot of things to talk to you about this week. I want to talk to you a little bit about the open house in our new office. In studio with me, Dareth Painter, who is our case manager. And we're going to chat about that a little bit. And then we're going to get into electromagnetic frequencies. We're going to talk about how the body begins to break down and anything that you want to know about, because you're going to call me at 888-630-9625. Let's talk about the office. Let's talk about, since we're on the roll with this open house, we'll talk a little bit about now. Maybe we'll come back into it at the bottom of the hour. Dareth, thank you for acquiescing and finally showing up on a microphone.
You're very welcome, Dr. Rozelle. So we're very, very excited about the open house coming up. We are putting the final touches to make sure that everything looks amazing and that all of our patients who have made it possible for us to move into this beautiful brand new facility get to see all the pieces of what we do and how we do it. And all of those people who listen to you on the radio can come in and actually put faces to voices.
Yeah, that's right. They can see the beard. And, you know, it's funny when I walk down the hallway, because obviously we have a very large staff, and I start talking to staff, and, you know, all of a sudden people turn around and say, are you Dr. Rozelle? Sometimes I say, no, he's in the back room. You know, he's the other guy back there. He's the old guy.
Yeah, he's the old guy. We always tell him it's the old guy with, well, you've got two gray hairs in the office. So we just tell him it's the old guy.
Yeah. And, you know, the other gray hairs is
Dr. Browning.
Yes, Dr. Browning, you know, which I hate him because he's got more hair gray than I do.
Yeah, but he's younger than all of us.
Things happen that way.
Yeah.
They do. But, you know, we've designed this office for flow and a modern touch. And I know you and Sybil McFarlane have done a lot to really make it shine. And, you know, you've added a little bit of things that I wouldn't have even thought about. And hopefully next week, because of I keep getting harassed about those boxes that are sitting in front of my office door.
Oh, they'll
in the
all
back.
Be cleaned out. It's all going to look pretty, I
know, but you got to promise you won't throw anything out.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. See, there's no commitment there. I'm in trouble already.
We'll do what we have to do.
We will.
But we're going to have a lot of activities. Obviously, you're going to do the radio program, and the Comrex will be perfect, so no worries about that. And we're going to be doing drawings. We're going to be having, you know, a lot of activities for the individuals coming in, opportunities to do that brain span testing that you mentioned earlier. It was such a hit on the event last week that we're going to have it again in the office at a special rate for people who want to experience that and get information on inflammatory patterns. And we'll do some postural screening and show them how, you know, thermography is used in your office and just really kind of show everybody what we do.
Yeah, Dareth is a certified thermographer, and she heads up Thermography Centers of Fairfax. So those of you who are familiar with her know that that's her niche, and she's actually extraordinarily good at it. She has an intuitiveness. And then so you know how thermographic imaging works. You know, thermography looks at and measures heat, correct, Dareth?
Yes, absolutely.
And
heat and inflammation.
And so she takes these pictures, these thermographic pictures, then she sends it out to a group of medical physicians. That's all they do is read these studies. And it's non-invasive. It doesn't have the radiation to it. And then if it comes back and they say, you know, good for archiving, we can, you know, then patient comes back in later on and they redo another one almost annually. The first one is about is 3 months later that forms a baseline.
Right.
And, you know, if they say further investigation necessary, that's when you can go ahead and get the ultrasound, the MRI, the other things that need to be done. But you forestall anything else. And according to, you know, the American College of Thermography and so forth, the false positive, false negative rates run something close to about 10%.
Yeah.
You know, where traditional mammography is close to 20%, and the radiation that you get as a result of it is not cool, because any woman who's had at least 4 mammograms increases their risk of breast cancer by 50%.
Right.
It's not okay. Dara, thank you. We're going to touch Absolutely. On this at the bottom of the hour again for those who kind of meet us up after church, and we'll talk a little bit more.
We look forward to seeing everybody, so please come and be excited and let's, you know, introduce yourselves, and our doctors will be there, so we're really looking forward to this.
888-630-9625, and we again invite you to our open house next Sunday at the Results Center of Healing. Come on, join us. You know, stop by, say hey, you know, drive by, see what we got going on, ask us questions, and we'll all be there to make that happen for you. Let's go to the phones. Kirk, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
How can I help you, sir?
Well, my nephew, who is 49 years old, was recently diagnosed with ALS, and I'm curious to know if there's anything that can be done from your perspective in non-traditional medicine to either cause the ALS to go into remission or to slow its progression.
All right, so let me ask you a quick question. Did it start in the lower extremity in his legs or in the upper extremity?
Lower extremity. His legs, left leg has weakness.
Okay, so his from a traditional medical point of view, he has a better longevity than otherwise. So there are people who've lived years and years with ALS, and there's people, unfortunately, who've had a very short lifespan. Can anything be done? Yes, there's a lot can be done. So when you're dealing with ALS, you're dealing with an amyloid degeneration of, you know, it's alateral sclerosis. It's one of the, it's the tracks of the, of, that go down to the spine and so forth, and how they influence motor function and all the automatic pieces. The automatic pieces are the ones that are last to go, your breathing patterns and so forth. But they do begin to break down. So what you have to do is increase the body's capacity to get rid of things with ALS. And again, we're talking about amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. There's each person is unique in how it starts. It's unique in its course. If it's further up into the, if it starts further up and it affects the respiratory centers and so forth, the outcome is not great. So that takes us back to what do I know about it? And, you know, this is something that I think that was first observed, if my memory serves me, before either early 1900s, actually before 1900, if I remember. And it was thought to be other things. The scientist that found this was Charcot, and there was a Charcot syndrome disease. It was Jean Charcot, I think, was the name. But nevertheless, in ALS, the progressive degeneration of neurological pathways, they're affecting the cells that communicate to motor function. So we've noticed that with acupuncture, we've noticed with shifting the body to a very alkaline pattern, making sure the neurological pathways are constantly stimulated, that people can go much longer before it begins to break down. And some people have gone into, I won't say remission, but they've stopped progressing. And there are folks out there who have begin to reverse a lot of what's happened. But you're talking about motor neurons, these things that make muscles work, that they die. And, you know, what you have to try to do is get the brain to initiate other pathways to take over, to stop the progression, and then to get the body to re-stimulate other tracks. There's ways that can be done. There's a lot of work that's being done right now with stem cell. And stem cell is kind of regrows the neurological pathways. You know, what I'm going to ask you to do, Kurt, is stay online. I want to touch on this just a little bit more because I want to give you a little bit more data that you may want to explore, but also the things that can be done in a natural point of view are very important. We're coming up to a break. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell live on Memorial Weekend. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozell here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell live on this Memorial Weekend. It's beautiful outside. Go for a walk. Have some fun. A little cloudy out there, but it turned out to be actually very, very decent. So have fun and be careful and enjoy yourself and don't do anything foolish that you can't recover from. 888-630-9625. That's how you find me. Kurt, you still there?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay, so I wanted to give you some data because this is important. There's much, I kind of hesitated a little bit because I want you to know that there's a whole lot that actually can be done. There's a doctor here in this country that I have a tremendous amount of respect for. His name is Mark Hyman, and he's a medical physician. And look up Mark Hyman, and there's a video that he made on healing ALS. You'll find it and have his name attached to it. But more importantly, the greatest amount of work that's being done with ALS is being done with stem cell therapy, and it's being done in Germany and Israel. And in Israel particularly, there's a hospital that spearheaded this way back, and it's associated with the Hadassah. It's Hadassah University Medical Center at Ein Kerem. It's two words. It's E-I-N and K-E-R-E-M. If my Jewish listeners are out there, forgive me if I've mispronounced that. But anyway, that's how you spell it. And there's huge amount of information. The work first came about because of this one neuroimmunologist. His name is Professor Dimitris Karousis. It's spelled K-A-R-U-S-S-I-S. And they began to use it with MS and very advanced MS and Lou Gehrig's disease and so forth with unbelievable results. So start with that, check it out, and don't settle for there's nothing that can be done. It is not a death sentence. There's lots that can take place, but you got to be willing to do the homework and find. But in the meantime, dietary patterns, high levels of omega fatty acids, DHA, making sure that the brain is balanced, acupuncture, low energy light laser therapy with their very specific frequencies, cranial manipulation and so forth to keep the buildup of amyloid from forming in the body. All those things can help, but check out that information. And if I can do more to point you in the direction, give me a call. Does that help, Kurt?
Yes, thank you so much.
You're welcome, my friend. Thank you for calling. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Let's go to the phones. Marshall.
Good morning, doctor. In 2015, I was diagnosed with inclusive body myositis. And my type is I'm told, just like the previous caller, you know, it's controlling the rate of progression. So, they tried first prednisone, and I was not a good candidate for that. So I weaned off of that, and I'm just, you know, I'm 78 years old trying to figure out the best things
what you can do.
Yeah, I go to a trainer three times a week. I do acupuncture for neuropathy.
Good.
And I'm actually doing chelation for heavy metals.
Perfect. You're on the right track. So let me give you some thought process. You can add to that making sure, you know, the acupuncture is great, making sure that you're getting functional neurology, which is simulation of different neural pathways. There's a lot of study out there that has to do with coenzyme Q10, carnitine, antioxidants, high levels of omega fatty acids that seem to make a big difference and help control the progression. In some situations, have put it into, it doesn't progress beyond that point. Each person is different. You're doing some really good things, and keep that up. But those are the things that you need to look at as well. Make sure that when you're doing chelation, if you're doing IV chelation, you have to make sure that the intestinal system is not permeable, because you can reabsorb a lot of things that you're dumping. You have to make sure the kidneys are able to filter, because if you're using anything like DMSA or EDTA, the kidneys are going to catch a tremendous amount of burden. And in Chinese acupuncture, the kidneys are your life force. That is what keeps you going.
Right. Well, I am getting blood work done, you know, at least two or three times a month where I'm having chelation done. So that's helping me monitor some of the things.
That's where I would go. You got to get to somebody who really understands functional nutrition, functional medical nutrition, and functional neurology. I think they could be a big help to you. You're down, I understand, in Hilton Head, South Carolina?
Yes, sir.
Send me a note. Go to RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com. And reference our conversation, and I will let you know who I know in your area that may be helpful to you.
Yeah, I deal with a Dr. Hickey down here, Joe Hickey.
Oh, I know the name. Very much so I know the name. You're in good hands.
Yeah. Let me also, before we leave, mention one thing that your listeners ought to be aware of is I was having some MRIs done for my lesion on my spine.
Quickly, Marshall, we're coming up to the end.
Okay, it was gadolinium. That has caused me some serious problems, and I see it through Dr. Hickey's practice, and I just think you ought to warn your patients about taking the contract.
I totally agree with you 100%. It can make matters worse and increase degeneration. We'll be right back after these messages.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live in studio on this Memorial Weekend. We salute all of our veterans from every conflict and every war. You all deserve our gratitude and our thanks for all that you've done for us to keep us safe over the years and allow us to have the opportunity to enjoy the lifestyle that we have. We thank you so very, very much. 888-630-9625. Give us a call. Love to talk to you. Our last caller was talking about a very progressive disease, full body myositis. It's one of those things that in the medical community begin to cause significant degenerative process unless you can stop it, unless you can begin to even reverse it in other ways. And the same thing that I talked about with our other patient or our other caller on ALS, you have to begin to support the body, stop the progression, get the amyloid areas to begin to quiet down. In this situation, it's very well known, as it is in ALS and other neurodegenerative conditions, that there can be high levels of or cumulative levels of mercury and lead and cadmium, arsenic, aluminum, bismuth, and it goes on. They can show up with a fibromyalgia-like problem, Parkinson's disease, even dementia and so forth. And acupuncture and chelation and low-energy light laser and dietary change and functional neural capacities are procedures are all very worth doing, because in our experience over a period of time, we've seen things reverse and turn around. So there is hope out there. And as I said to our first caller, take a look at the German and Israeli studies on these things, particularly with stem cell. Huge, huge strides are being taken now in getting these things done. But you have to look at all the pieces and you have to treat multidimensionally. This coming weekend, next Sunday, not today, you have an opportunity. Join us. Join us at the Rozelle Center for Healing for an open house as we celebrate our new facility. We've been in there for a couple of months, and I think we're ready for you now. In studio with me to talk about it just for a moment or two is Dareth Painter. She's our patient advocate. Many of you know her. And she's also our resident thermographic picture taker or thermographer.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
You like that one?
Yeah, thank you. I'll put that on the door.
A thermographic picture taker. I like that. That's even better than thermographer.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So, Dareth, you know, we got a beautiful place.
Yes, we do. We do. You and Connie Karn put the pieces together and made it a really beautiful, updated, contemporary facility with a lot of brightness to it, and we're really excited to be able to show it off.
But you know, you and Sybil did the final pieces, because you know, without that touch, it's the magic doesn't open up.
I just do what I'm told.
Yeah.
a lot of talented people around, not only the doctors but your staff as well, and I think that's really going to be evident when people come in and take a look at the office. you know, in addition to our staff, we're also going to have patients there who are so excited and are going to be talking about their successes within the office. So I think it's really going to be an amazing day.
Yeah, come by, shake our hands, say hello. We got food. We got all kinds of things. So it'll be a day for you. It's a day that we get to say, hey, look what we've done over 40 years, and we continue to do. And, you know, we'll explain how it works, and you'll have the opportunity to do the brain span test, which measures, you know, your levels of things that control degenerative disease, and if they're too high, they cause things to break down, trans fats and palmitic acid, the omega-3s, and so forth. And we'll explain that to you. Our doctors will be there to answer questions. So join us. Have some fun with us. 12 to 4 o'clock. I'm doing the radio program at 12 o'clock, so come a few minutes early, and, you know, you can, who knows, we'll just take questions from all of you.
We'll have some raffles, too. You know, the coveted 90-minute massage with Ivani, amazing massage therapist. So that's one of the many things that will be happening.
And I can't be in the raffle, can I?
No, you cannot.
You know, that's what happens. You know, your own office, you got great things, and it's like the shoemaker.
You don't have time.
That's true. 888-630-9625. That's how you find me today, and how you find us next week is to show up at Results Center for Healing. And we'll be looking forward to meeting you and shaking your hand and letting every question that we possibly, you know, need to answer go to Dareth. I mean, to our doctors.
Yeah, no, not to Dareth.
Not to Dareth. Okay. All right. So we'll make that happen. Peggy, thank you for calling. How can I help you?
Yes, Dr. Tom. I live in an apartment rental who has built a cell phone tower on top of the boiler room.
Yeah, that's called dirty electricity, but go ahead.
So I was just wondering if there's any way I can protect myself from the EMF.
There's some things. The electromagnetic frequencies, the EMFs that are coming in, are, and the thing it is we're being bombarded constantly all around us. You know, the exposures are from magnetic fluxes and artificial lights and electrical and microwaves and, you know, everything, your cell phone, or not your, well, your cell phones, but your devices, your computer screens and so forth. So it's an ongoing insult. You know, I use the term dirty electricity, and it's basically refers to the electrical components of this huge EMF spectrum. And, you know, if I want to be kind of specific about it, it's electromagnetic interference. And so it interferes with your body's ability to function normally, and it goes to the cellular level. And when it starts breaking things down, your cells begin to go crazy, and they deteriorate, and they degenerate, and you end up with brain tumors. Matter of fact, most people don't realize that if they look on a new cell phone package, there's actually a little warning box now that says, hey, you know, you can die from this stuff, and you know, be aware, but if you didn't read it, it's not our problem. We put it in the box, except it's in a very inconspicuous place. So to answer your question, what can you do? Well, there's some things you can do. Claris Corporation has come up with some devices that are based on the U.S.-Russian space program, and they're alloy copper components that are supposed to use your body as a battery to interrupt the electrical incoming, if you will. And then they make them, they have a bug. I've got one on my cell phone right now. This is about the size of a button. And then they make pendants that you can wear. They have devices that you can put in the rooms. All of those things can make a big difference. If you're in the vicinity of electrical flux, a cell tower, whatever, change your location. I mean, you can help it a lot, but you're getting direct impact. And, you know, God bless my daughter-in-law, my son's wife. She went on a rant this last year because they were putting a cell tower up in the grade school lot, or going to try to put one up in the grade school lot where my granddaughters go to school. And she caused enough of a stink that, and showed all the data, the objective findings, you know, that they didn't do it. They stopped this thing. But, you know, when you look at the gravity of this situation, and you realize that it's causing problems from cancer to inflammatory problems of the brain, the things that we were talking about with MS and Parkinson's and ALS and so forth, those things are on the rise. It's rapid. And you know, we wonder why, what's really going on in our lives. So yes, there's things that you can do. High levels of fatty acids will help internally to try to keep things in a better place. But the risk levels, that we're all being exposed to. I mean, it used to be, for example, that men never came up with breast cancer ever. Okay. Now we're seeing, and depending on the author, it says somewhere between 3 to 5% of all breast cancers are male. But every year, there's about 80,000 men and women and children that are diagnosed with brain tumors. And, you know, and it's awful. It's huge. And it's, you know, why is that? And the only thing that, you know, that we really can point out to, if you want to, is the safety of cell phones and cell towers and microwave dishes and things of that nature. You know, you need to be at least 3 feet away from your head to stop any kind of damage. And that's your cell phone, too. You know, when you're in your car and you're driving, the new systems. You know, here's one that drives me crazy is everybody comes up with these great hearing aids now, Bluetooth, capable, and it increases the radiation to the brain. And people don't understand that. And I send them to different websites to check it out. And, you know, they come back and say, well, how can that be true? Well, when you see the increase in different conditions since the advent of all these electrical frequencies, and we go back to the early 1900s, right? From autism to, you know, ADD and hypothyroidism, they're going up exponentially. Chronic fatigue patterns. Now, there's a lot of different reasons for this, but this is one of them, is increased since the early 1990s over 11,000%. Bipolar problems in people across, particularly in children. Almost 11,000% since then. I mean, we've got to stop and think. Are we a society that's going down the tubes? Alzheimer's gone up 300%. So we have a society that is breaking down. So, you know, whether you have a Wi-Fi router, you're on a plane, you know, the modems, they're all transmitting stuff. So with modern technology, we're killing ourselves. So there are things that can be done, little things like, you know, Claris Q-Link. We've got them in the practice, but you can get them online. Check it out. There's a couple other devices that you can put in. I have one that's sitting in our reception area for our staff to kind of interrupt the EMFs because they're on computers all day long. What I will do is I'll put together a list of different things that can be done, and I'll try to get them online within the next couple of weeks. And, you know, check it out, but do your homework. There's things that can be done. Unfortunately, if you're sitting underneath a cell tower, an antenna flux, get out. Try to do your best to go someplace else. You know, if it's an apartment, go rent someplace else. If it's a condo, go sell it. And then, you know, again, I know that's, you know, the end piece, but if I was in your position, I would be thinking about that. But, you know, the damage goes deep. It goes into your cells. It affects the mitochondria. It decreases your nitric oxide activity, your blood flow to a lot of different tissues. So you end up with all these neurodegenerative diseases. So you want to increase your omega fatty acids. Superoxide dismutase will help. The coenzyme Q10 will help. Using iodine, but the iodide form that will help protect your thyroid and your thymus gland, your autoimmune system. There's lots of things that you can do. It sounds like I got to write an article, right? So anyway, Peggy, I hope that helps you a little bit.
Was that the Claire?
Claris.
Claris.
C-L-A-R-U-S. If you can go onto our website or call our office, we have it there. Peggy, thank you very much. Appreciate your phone call. 888-630-9625. It's one of those things that you need to know. You know, I didn't even get into the things that happen in the intestinal tract, inflammatory bowel disease. You know, people who are always in the cars, they're always on their cell phones. We see more and more intestinal tract problems. And the only common parallel is the fact that they have ongoing exposure to all of this crazy stuff that's out there. We are in a society that is growing by knowledge, but unfortunately, we're not protecting ourselves. So keep the cell phone away from your head and increase your distance as best you possibly can from any low-volt things. Do not, ladies, please, 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 do not put that cell phone in your bra strap. Don't do it because you're going to end up with breast cancer. go online. You're going to see many different cases that that's going to that's what it'll affect. You know, turn off your Wi-Fi routers if they're, you know, if you're not using them. If they aren't in use, you know, my godfather used to say, turn off the juice. You know, don't have them going 24/7. You know, your modems and your cell phones should be turned off at nighttime, you know, when you're charging them. Off, not just, you know, so you can't use them. Off. There are certain spices that will help decrease radiation. They've been out there for a lot of years. Things like turmeric, which is anti-inflammatory, ginger root and cinnamon, again, same. Take a look at those. Get them into your diet. Make sure that you have very high levels of antioxidants, which are your colorful green vegetables and fruits and so forth. Your majority of your diet should be that anyway, and I mean the vegetable portion, not the fruit portion. Stay away. Don't use your microwave oven. Just don't do it. Use regular old-fashioned cooking, because microwave does damage. And if you happen to just, you know, you pop it open beforehand, that microwave is bombarding you. And a little bit here, a little bit here, a little bit there, and pretty soon it's, you know, it's problematic. So do your homework, study. I'll try to put together something that makes sense, and we'll let you know when we have it imprinted for you on our website so you can go there. There's something called Faraday canopies for beds, by the way. And I almost forgot about that. A Faraday box is something that you can put things in case if there's a nuclear pulse, it won't destroy things. And you can actually get them for your house and for your bed. Look it up. They're just called Faraday canopies and EMF shielding. And you look at those kind of things, and it can give you some significant help. Anyway, that's all I can tell you about that right now. But there's a lot of work to be done. We are at the target point of so many of these things. There's an outfit, U.S. National Toxicology Program. It's headed up by a guy by the name of David McCormick. He's from Illinois Institute of Technology, University of Chicago. Check him out. Do some homework. We're coming up to a break, and we've had a lot to talk about today, actually, all kinds of interesting things. Don't go away. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, as you do every Sunday, same old time, same old place, 12 noon on the Eastern Seaboard. Those of you listening to us in different parts of the country, do the math. You know where you are. California, 3 hours away, and, you know, it's all good. And again, we'd like to salute our veterans today for Memorial Day, and thank you so very much for all that you've done for us. We would be remiss if we didn't thank you today and every day for your service. We appreciate it, and you have given us the lifestyle that we so love to enjoy. Every Sunday at 888-630-9625, you can call and ask virtually any question that you want to. And next Sunday, you get to come to the Rozelle Center for Healing, and you get to celebrate our new office with us. It's very modern. It's very up. Great, and we're happy to give you a tour, answer all your questions, and I'm going to do the radio program from the Rozelle Center, so please join us. I'd love to shake your hand. I'd love to meet you and answer any questions. All of our doctors will be there. Our staff will be there, and we're there to serve you and just make it a fun day. There'll be drawings. We're going to have drawings for 90-minute massage with one of the best, as far as I'm concerned, in the Washington area. There's going to be some structural exams that we're going to give away, all kinds of things. But more importantly, we get to meet you, and you get to ask questions. We're going to actually have some things for you to eat there. It's not just going to be a walkthrough, you know, like you're going to an open house someplace and, you know, looking at a piece of real estate, but we'll have some fun. Next Sunday, 12 to 4 o'clock. Be there. Join us. Have some fun with us. Let's go to the phones. Brian. Thank you for calling. How can I help you, sir? Got a couple quick minutes.
Yeah, doctor. 2 years ago, I had CyberKnife for prostate cancer.
Yes, sir.
In fact, I even talked with you doing my research back then. I think you were an advocate of that at the time. Anyway, I've had very little side effects until about a month ago, and I'm beginning to get small scabs of blood and some tinge of blood in the urine. The scabs are, lack of better description, about the size of a small tadpole, and it's just a little disconcerting. I've also had appointments both with my urologist and radiation oncologist, and they don't seem to be alarmed by this, so I'm still looking for further opinion.
Okay, so let me tell you what you can do. First of all, CyberKnife, if you have to do any kind of surgical intervention or if they're going to do radiation, CyberKnife is the only way to go. There's depends on the extensiveness of cancer and so forth.
Very low level.
You know, it's you don't ever want to do that again. But here's the deal. I'm going to give you some real quick remedies because we don't have a lot of time. But 99% aloe, putting it over the area, will help. Do it several times a day. Lavender oil, it's one of the essential oils, does a really great job of treating burns. Vitamin E, but the acetate form of vitamin E. You got to be careful when you buy vitamin E. You want a natural form. If you look at the side panel, vitamin E is called D, like David, alpha, tocopherol. The acetate should be after that. D-alpha tocopherol acetate is the one that you want to use orally. 400 milligrams is not going to get you in any trouble. And that'll help increase the repairing of the tissue and healing of burns. Zinc is critical. About 30 milligrams twice a day shouldn't be a problem. Most people are extremely deficient in zinc. Again, I'd said earlier, iodine, potassium, iodide is the one, but at low levels, probably no more than 15 to 30 milligrams a day. These things will help. You want to make sure that you eliminate any kind of processed foods and increase your, you know, your colorful veggies in your diet. Decrease the amount of animal or mammal proteins. You want clean, lean proteins. If you're going to eat a piece of meat, make sure it's free-range organic, no more than about 4 to 5 ounces per meal. All those things can make a huge difference in huge amounts of electrolyte type of water. Essentia is a good one. It's 8.5. Brian, hopefully that helps. You can send me a note at resultcare.com and I can give you more data, but that should get you started. We're coming up to that place in the program where we're going to have to say adieu, and you know, we'll be with you next week, but at the Result Center for Healing, and hopefully you're with us as well. Come on by, join us, meet our staff, get to know what we do, and we'll give you the tour. We'll show you around. It'll be fun. 12 to 4 o'clock. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live. Bye. Love you all.